Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. It also positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for the public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President, Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castellón, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, Vice President of Seychelles Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgay. External Affairs Ministry said that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia, and Slovakia are also set to participate in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to India for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended warm welcome to world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policy makers, researchers, and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the summit. Mr. Modi emphasized that the occasion is proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. The Prime Minister added that the occasion also shows the capability of the country's youth. He also highlighted that the summit's theme of Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, or Welfare for All, Happiness for All, reflects the country's shared commitment to harnessing artificial intelligence for human-centric progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi today. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that after the abrogation of Article 370, the violence in Kashmir, Northeast and Maoist-affected areas has been reduced by 80%. He said the day is not far when these areas will be completely free from violence. Speaking on the occasion of the 79th Raising Day celebrations of Delhi Police, Mr. Shah said the Maoist terrorism spread across 11 states and has always posed a significant challenge to the country's internal security.
After the abrogation of Article 370, we have succeeded in reducing the figures of violence in Kashmir, the Northeast, and Maoist-affected areas by up to 80%. The day is not far when all three of these regions will be completely free from violence.
Four people were killed after an Israeli airstrike targeted a vehicle near Lebanon's border with Syria, underlining continued hostilities along Israel's northern front despite an existing truce. According to Lebanon's national news agency, an Israeli drone struck a car in the Majdal Anjar area near the Lebanese-Syrian border last night. The Israeli military said that it had targeted operatives belonging to the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. In China, 8 people were killed and left 2 others with minor burns following an explosion and fire at a fireworks shop ahead of the Lunar New Year. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 61 runs in a Group A clash at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium last night and becomes the second team to qualify for Super 8. Chasing the target of 176 runs, Pakistan were all out for 114 in 18 overs. Usman Khan with 44 was the top scorer for Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.